Okay, folks, welcome back. You ready for another deep dive? We're going deep, really deep this time into some pretty intense stuff. We're talking end of the world biblical prophecy.
Yeah,
Buckle up.
it's going to be a wild ride.
It is going to be a wild ride. We're looking specifically at this idea of the Earth's last 7 days. And our jumping off point for this is an excerpt that we've got. We're calling pasted text.
Right. Not the most
Yeah, not the most creative title.
catchy name.
But hey, we're more about the content here.
It's what's inside that counts.
Exactly. So 7 days, huh? Sounds
But
pretty
yeah, 7 days to the apocalypse.
dramatic, right? Like, should we be worried? Should we be stocking up on, canned goods
Right.
and water?
Well, I wouldn't necessarily start building a bunker just yet.
Okay.
The Bible doesn't actually give us a literal day-by-day countdown.
Okay. All right, good. So no need to panic just yet. But it does talk about end times, right? What does that even mean?
So, end times, in biblical terms, it's not so much about a specific calendar date, it's more about a period, a
Okay.
distinct period of intense global upheaval. Lots of stuff happening leading up to judgment, and then ultimately the establishment of a new world order.
So less about when and more about what.
Exactly. And within this period, there's this roadmap of sorts, right? Key players, major events.
Okay, so who are the big names on this apocalyptic guest list? I mean, we got to start with the Antichrist, right? That's kind of the headliner here.
Definitely a VIP, the Antichrist,
Yeah.
big player in all of this.
Right.
But it's important to remember there are different interpretations. Some see the Antichrist as an individual,
Okay.
charismatic leader,
Right.
deceives the masses. Others see it as a system, like an ideology.
Oh, interesting. So not just a guy with a bad goatee. It could be a whole
It could be an
ideology
ideology.
or a movement or something, right? Okay. So however it manifests, the core idea is that it's rebellion against God.
Right, it's opposition to God's rule. And it's not just some, cartoon villain twirling a mustache.
Right.
This is a deceptive figure or force promising peace,
Yeah.
unity, but ultimately leading the world astray.
So like a wolf in sheep's clothing kind of deal.
Exactly. It makes you think, how would we even recognize?
Yeah, that's a good question. How would we even recognize something like that?
How would we know?
Yeah, in our own time. It's pretty scary. Okay, so let's say this Antichrist person or system is on the scene. What happens next? What's next on the apocalyptic bingo card?
Well, pasted text mentions the Great Tribulation.
The Great Tribulation. Okay, that sounds pretty ominous. What exactly is that?
This is where things get really rough.
Okay.
It's a period of unprecedented suffering, lasts about 3.5 years.
Okay.
Matthew's gospel describes it as great distress, unequaled from the beginning of the world until now.
Wow. That's a pretty heavy statement. Makes it seem pretty real and pretty terrifying, honestly. But okay, 3.5 years of tribulation, then what? Does it get better after that?
Well, that's a good question. Pasted text then goes on to mention the abomination of
The
desolation.
abomination of desolation. Okay, that sounds even worse. What on earth is the abomination of desolation?
Yeah, this one's a bit tricky. It essentially refers to the desecration of the holy place,
Okay.
a profoundly offensive act that signals the kind of like the peak of evil's power.
So we're not talking like graffiti on a church wall here, right? This is something
It's a
bitter.
symbolic act,
Yeah.
big consequences. And to understand it fully,
Okay.
you really need to look at the historical and theological context. This event, it's actually prophesied in the book of Daniel,
Oh, wow. Okay.
and Jesus himself mentions it in Matthew's gospel. So it's connecting Old and New Testament prophecy.
So this is like a major, major turning point. All right. So we've got this deceptive leader, global chaos, the desecration of what's sacred. What happens next? Paint me a picture. What comes after all that?
Okay, so the book of Revelation, it takes us on a wild ride from there.
Okay.
Series of divine judgments. Seven seals, trumpets, and bowls.
Seven seals, trumpets, and bowls.
Okay.
Okay, so break that down for me. What are we talking about here?
It's basically a cascade of increasingly devastating events, plagues, famines, wars,
Okay.
natural disasters of like epic proportions.
Okay, so it's like,
It's not pretty.
it's not pretty. It's getting worse.
It's getting worse.
All right. It's interesting, though, that it unfolds in stages. It's not just one big, you know, everything happens at once kind of thing.
Right. It's like a progression.
Yeah, it's a progression. It's like, okay, that's bad, and then
then it gets worse.
Worse and then worse.
Yeah.
Like a cosmic drama almost.
Right. It's like this back and forth between human choices and divine responses.
Like actions and consequences. All right, and then, of course, we get to the big showdown, Armageddon.
The main event.
The main event, Armageddon. That's a word everyone knows.
Right.
I think, like, what does that actually look like? I mean, what are we talking about here?
So imagine nations gathering for this final battle.
Okay.
It all goes down in the Valley of Megiddo.
Megiddo, okay.
Revelation describes this, you know, ultimate confrontation between good and evil. The imagery is incredibly powerful.
Yeah, I bet. It's like the ultimate battle, right? Good versus evil.
Right. And the stakes are high.
The stakes are as high as they can be. But ultimately, good triumphs. I mean, there's got to be a happy ending here, right?
Absolutely. After all that turmoil, we have the second coming of Christ.
Okay.
Marks the ultimate victory. He returns in glory, vanquishes evil, establishes his reign.
So light at the end of the tunnel.
Definitely light at the end of the
Yeah.
tunnel.
Yeah.
A powerful image of hope and restoration.
Okay, so the good guys win. That's good. We like that. But what happens then? Like, we've gone through this whole epic saga, but what about the aftermath?
So, according to the Bible, there's a period called the millennial reign,
The millennial reign.
1,000 years of peace and righteousness
1,000 years.
under Christ's rule. And after that, the final judgment takes place,
Okay.
followed by the creation of a new heaven and a new earth.
Wow. So it's not just about destruction, right? It's about creating something completely new.
Exactly.
That's a pretty hopeful message, actually. But okay, we started this whole thing talking about the Earth's last 7 days.
Right.
Where does that fit into all of this? How does 7 days line up with all this stuff we've been talking about?
That's the big question, isn't it? And the idea of 7 days leading up to the end, it could be a bit misleading if we're thinking literally.
Right.
Remember, apocalyptic literature, it often uses symbolic language.
Okay, so maybe 7 days isn't about a literal week.
Exactly. Think of it more like stages in a process.
Okay, like phases or
Yeah,
steps.
steps along the way. Like, take the judgment of Babylon in Revelation. It says it happens in one day. But clearly, this represents a swift and complete judgment, not a literal 24-hour period.
So it's more about the impact than the timeline. Like it's about the suddenness, the completeness of these events.
Right. The focus is on the transformative power of these events, this huge shift from one age to another.
Wow. Okay. So it's been quite a journey, right? We've gone from the rise of the Antichrist to
Yeah.
the final victory of good over evil. It's a lot to process.
Yeah, it is. And remember, these are just a few interpretations.
Right.
Apocalyptic literature, it really invites us to grapple with these big ideas,
Yeah.
explore their deeper meanings and what they might say about our own lives.
It's a lot to think about.
Yeah.
So for everyone listening, maybe these 7 days, they're not about a literal countdown. Maybe they're about stages of spiritual transformation, either for humanity as a whole or even on a personal level. It's definitely something to ponder. So what do you think? Dive into these texts, explore different perspectives, draw your own conclusions.
Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe your own deep dive will lead you to some fascinating insights.
You never know.
All right, that's all the time we have for today. Until next time, keep thinking, keep exploring.
You keep diving deep.
We'll see you on the next deep dive.